Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I forgot to release an episode yesterday, or I forgot to record an episode yesterday, so sorry about that. Anyway, I was wondering, I think the reason I forgot is because I was wondering what to do, what to talk about for a topic. Thankfully, I was replying to some comments on my YouTube channel today, and I noticed that someone whose name was... Well, not name, username, whose username was PinkPink, wanted to know if I could make an episode about dangerous animals in the UK, like ticks, or snakes, or boars, wild pigs in forests. It's an interesting topic, and it's something I know very little about. And I think the reason I know very little about this is because there aren't generally any dangerous animals in the UK. And maybe there are some, but nobody knows about them because they're so rare, I think. So we don't have any wild boars. I've never seen a wild boar anywhere in the UK, in a forest or anything. We have wild deer in forests, and I've seen those quite a few times, and it's really nice seeing them, like a scene out of the Disney film Bambi. But they're not dangerous, you know. They always run away from you whenever they see you. They are the only way that they can be dangerous is when you're driving. So when you're driving in England and you're in the countryside, you sometimes see a sign, or you're driving through forest, you see a sign with like deer on there. So occasionally they will run out in front of the road and sometimes get hit by cars, sadly. So in that way, deers can be dangerous. Snakes. We have snakes in the UK. I've never seen a snake in my life, whilst living here, ever. Not once. Maybe at a zoo, but like, not in the wild. But we have them. I think, do we have a snake called the black adder? I think we must do. And what, the funny thing is, I'm watching a television program called Black Adder at the moment. It's quite an old English comedy, but it's, the first series wasn't great, to be honest, but they had good points. But, I know it gets much better later because I've watched quite a few episodes, but never all of them. So I'm going through the whole thing, watching them all. Blackadder. I think we also have like grass snakes, but again, I've never seen these. I don't know if any of these are poisonous, if they have venom or not. So probably they don't. I think if we had a problem, you know, if it's like, oh, whenever you go out to the countryside, watch out, there's a snake that can kill you, then I think everyone will know what it's called, and what it looks like and that kind of information. But no, my impression is that we don't really have anything dangerous. We don't have any dangerous spiders like they do in Australia, for example. And we don't have mosquitoes. Or I'm really not sure what to say about that, to be honest, because I've always thought we don't have mosquitoes, and I've never seen a mosquito biting me ever in England. But I sometimes see these creatures in the air, like these flies, and they look like mosquitoes, but like not normal ones. They look like giant mosquitoes. Well, like twice the size. So I don't know. Do we have mosquitoes? Don't we? If we do, they don't seem to bite you. So that's okay. Like mosquitoes that don't bite you. Maybe they just bite animals or something. I'm not sure. So we didn't really have anything. Ticks. Yeah, I think I've heard of like an animal called a badger getting ticks. And I think they're like small, horrible things that like bite into your skin and stay there and drink your blood. I think dogs get ticks, cats do as well. I haven't heard of a human getting them. I didn't know that could happen. I suppose it can, maybe. But no, I've never heard of that happening in England. Leeches, they're horrible. I saw one of those in Australia, when I went to Australia. Like this little tiny, like a snake sort of thing, but ugh. I didn't like it. We don't have those either. We don't have anything. We've got cows, and we've got horses, and we've got sheep, but they're not wild anyway. Actually, sometimes they are. There's this park that I go to near me, and a very big park, natural sort of park, not like you know, we've lots of roads everywhere and swings and slides and things for children to play on, like just lots of big open fields and some forests and trees, that kind of park. And I think there are wild ponies in this park. I think they call them wild ponies. And I've seen them. Sometimes when I go walking in this park, I see these wild ponies. And I don't know how they're wild, to be honest. Because this park is like all around it. It's just like urban. It's just like lots of buildings, lots of houses and everything. So how are these wild? Someone would have had to bring them into the park at some point. And I think they see so many humans. I just don't think they're wild anymore, but I don't know. Maybe they are. They seem to be a little scared of humans, I think. Whenever I see them, if you get a bit close to them, they just won't walk away. But sheep do the same thing. And they're, you know, they're not wild usually. You've got like a farmer looking after sheep. Cows and horses, they can be dangerous, I think. They can be a bit scary sometimes. I mean, right, like 5 minutes away from where I live, there's this field I often walk through, and there's usually horses in this field grazing, eating grass. And sometimes they're a bit too friendly. These are not wild horses at all. These are very, very friendly horses. And when they see you, they like to come to you. And I think they think like, ah, there's a human. Maybe I will get like some food or something. I don't know.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So sometimes they come over to you and maybe you can stroke them on the nose, but then they become your best friend and they don't leave you alone. And sometimes you can be walking through this field and there's like five or six horses following you. And the horses are big and very strong. And it's always like sometimes they can tread on your feet, which is very dangerous. They can break your feet, break your toes or something. So that's what's scary about horses. Or sometimes they can like kick out, and wow, you can if they kick out and they hit you in the head, that's death for you, I'm afraid. Very, very powerful. So they're a bit scary. Cows are also a bit scary, to be honest. Another park, the last park I was talking about, the big natural one, that sometimes has cows in it. I don't know how these cows get there, because sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not there. I imagine some farmer keeps taking these cows to this place and leaving them there so they can eat or something. I don't know. And they just wander everywhere, like all over the car park. And I remember just walking by this cow, and it just started running at me. And I had to jump out of the way. I don't think it was running at me. I don't think it like disliked me. It just started running. You know, I just want to run forwards, and I don't care if you're standing in front of me or not. I think that's what it was doing. But that's scary because they're big and they're heavy. And if you stand there and it hits you, you're going to feel that. And I don't like the idea of like it hits me, I fall over, and then it treads on me. Wow, that's going to hurt. They weigh a lot. They're very, very heavy cows. So I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Dangerous cows, dangerous horses. Sheep are smaller, so they're not too bad. I can't think of anything dangerous. I heard about some bacteria, some little germs, on the news the other day. Someone went out walking and they fell over and they cut their knee, and they just thought, just a cut. And the next day or the next 2 days, the whole leg went black and they nearly died because of it. They had to go to hospital straight away and have some medication, have some drugs, and they're okay now. But it's like some really, really rare bacteria, some really, really rare germs. And I think there's like, I don't know, like 100 and something people get it every year. I don't think that's just in the UK. I've never even heard of it before. It's just on something I saw on the news, and I thought, wow, that's scary. Like one day you get a cut, and the next day you're fighting for your life. Well, not the next day, like a few days after, or maybe a week after or something, you're fighting for your life. That's a scary, scary bacteria, that is. Scary germs. So I think that's it. In the end, I'm going to say we don't have any dangerous animals in the UK, really. Maybe if you annoy a cat, it will attack you. Or if you make a dog angry, they can be dangerous. We have lots of foxes as well. I often see foxes from my window at night, but they're so scared of humans. You know, if they see you, they just start walking away. Maybe if you trap one in a corner, then it will attack you, probably. But yeah, I just can't think of anything. Badgers, maybe. I don't know if you know what a badger is. Like a small black and white furry animal that lives underground. I've heard that they can be quite angry. They can be quite aggressive at times. But I've never seen one, so I don't know. But maybe it's best to keep away from badgers if you see one. We have hedgehogs. Yeah, I used to see lots of hedgehogs where I live. I don't see them anymore for some reason, which is sad. They're dangerous if you step on them and you're not wearing shoes. Very spiky. But no, nothing dangerous in the UK that I know of. Although I'm sure if I go on Wikipedia or, you know, I search the internet for it, I'm going to find, like, oh, there's a snake and it will kill you, and there's a spider and it will paralyze you and you can never walk again or something. But they're you know, they'll be the kind of things that are just so rare, you never hear about them. Actually, maybe I should have searched the internet before doing this episode. But then again, I think it's good to give you like an impression of what English people think. Like if you ask someone in the street in England, like, do you know any dangerous animals? I think everyone just says, no, not really, no. So there you have it. That is my completely uneducated answer for you. And I hope that's been interesting. Until next time, bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.